on air, online, and on the Highland Radio app. This is Highland Radio News.
Good evening, I'm Michaela Clark with the news at 5 o'clock. Coming up in this bulletin, Donegal woman Annie Lafferty hopes her decision to waive her right to anonymity will help others speak out. A man has appeared in Bonchrana District Court today following a high-speed chase in Rathmullen yesterday evening, which resulted in a vehicle colliding with a Garda car. Meanwhile, a man has sustained serious injuries during a hammer attack in Letterkenny earlier this month. And there are genuine fears that someone will be seriously injured in Moff over what has been described as major speeding issues in the village. Those stories who follow in full plus more, and we'll have the latest in sport with Kenny Harkin coming up at about 5:15. But first in news, Annie Lafferty hopes her decision to waive her right to anonymity will help others speak out. The 25-year-old, who was repeatedly raped by her father, says following yesterday's sentencing, she feels a weight has been lifted. Her father, 50-year-old Maurice Lafferty of Corcullen Castle Finn, was jailed for 11 years after pleading guilty at the Central Criminal Court to raping his then teenage daughter at his home on dates between November the 1st, 2010 and June the 30th, 2011. Miss Lafferty was speaking earlier on today's 9 till noon show.
That was the main reason why I did think that with my right to anonymity, I did do that for the only reason, because if somebody seen me when I was younger, if somebody had a similar story maybe on the news, maybe it would have given me the strength sooner to do so. I have control now. I think that man no longer has any control over me. I have the world at my feet, and I have the rest of my life to hold on. All the controlment that I lost, that I was under when I was younger, I'm able now to gain that back and move forward. Certified yesterday, it was a complete lift off my shoulder, and I woke up this morning from the best night's sleep that I've had in a long time, and no nightmares or nothing last night. And I woke up with the sense of power, a sense of control over my own life and my own actions and even my own words.
The British Prime Minister has told her top team that there is momentum around new talks to restore power sharing in Northern Ireland. But Theresa May also warned the Cabinet the challenges that need to be overcome before devolution returns shouldn't be underestimated. The Northern Ireland Secretary told colleagues the murder of journalist Lyra McKee has led to renewed rejection of violence by the people. A man has appeared in Bonchrana District Court today following a high-speed chase in Rathmullen yesterday evening, which resulted in a vehicle colliding with a Garda car. The male has been charged with 18 offences under the Road Traffic Act. He was bailed and will appear again in Letterkenny District in the coming weeks. Two other men were arrested following the incident but have since been released. Stephen Murphy has more.
Shortly after 7 p.m, Gardaí and Milford were first alerted to a drunk driver in the area. Two units were dispatched and subsequently attempted to stop the vehicle outside Rathmullen. However, the driver failed to stop and was involved in numerous counts of dangerous driving towards Letterkenny. Assistance was requested from Gardaí and Letterkenny and the Roads Policing Unit. A checkpoint was set up and the vehicle was eventually stopped after it collided with a marked Garda car attached to Milford. Gardaí wished to thank the public for their assistance during this incident.
Meanwhile, a man has sustained serious injuries during a hammer attack in Letterkenny earlier this month. The victim was left with injuries to his nose and mouth following the incident on April the 14th in the Pierce Road area of the town. A man has appeared in court in recent days, charged in connection with the assault, and has been remanded in custody to appear again at a later date. And Gardaí and Letterkenny have reissued an appeal for information after two men were taken to hospital following an assault in the town on Sunday night. They are appealing to taxi drivers in particular who may have been in the lower Main Street area of the town in the early hours of yesterday morning and have dashcam footage which could assist in the investigation to come forward. Garda Cronje Doherty has this appeal.
It's believed that a male suffered a head injury as a result of a blow to the head, which subsequently resulted in him falling and hitting his head off the concrete. It was believed to be an unprovoked attack. The investigation is still at a very early stage. Gardaí are trawling through CCTV and speaking to witnesses that have come forward already. A second male was taken to hospital also with injuries linked to this incident, and his involvement in the incident is under investigation at present. We're appealing for anybody that would have any information in relation to this incident, particularly maybe taxi men. There is a taxi rank across from the area in that the incident happened. Taxi drivers that would be sitting there at that time of night would be quite common. You know, if they have any information, seen anything, or indeed people that had exited the Voodoo nightclub that were standing in the area, that would, and as I say, some witnesses have come forward already and it's much appreciated, but anybody with any sort of information, if they could contact Gardaí at Letterkenny on 074 9167 100, or they can call the Garda confidential line on 1-800-666-111.
And what's becoming more prevalent, it seems these days, as well as CCTV from businesses, is dash cam footage from cars possibly passing that may just have caught something that could prove crucial.
Exactly, and possibly now that you've brought up the dash cam, a lot of the taxi drivers would have the dash cams, you know, as a matter of practice, they would have a dash cam in their cars also. Well, any drivers, taxi drivers, anybody passing at that time also who would have a dash cam, if they could check their footage even for that hour of the morning to see did it capture anything on it, we would greatly appreciate it.
Talks between the Garda Commissioner and the Justice Minister on gang violence in Drogheda are taking place today. 74 feud-related incidents have taken place in the Louth town since last June, including 5 petrol bombs and an attempted murder within the past week. The Justice Minister says the level of lawlessness being perpetrated by the feuding gangs will not be tolerated. Charlie Flanagan is holding discussions with Commissioner Drew Harris in Killarney, where the Garda Representative Association conference is taking place. Minister Flanagan says more Gardaí are being pumped into Drogheda.
More will be assigned to the Louth Division. I'm satisfied that the Garda Commissioner keeps these issues under constant review. And as Minister for Justice, working with on Garda Commissioner, we will ensure that the very small number of thugs, all of whom are known to the Gardaí in Drogheda, will be brought to justice, because we cannot tolerate this type of lawlessness on our streets.
There are genuine fears that someone will be seriously injured in Moff over what has been described as major speeding issues in the village. It's been claimed that there have been several near misses in the recent past, which has led to calls on both the Gardaí and Donegal County Council to explore all options in a bid to curb the problem. A protest was also held last Friday to highlight the need for action. Local election candidate Terry Crossan says a number of measures could be introduced to act as a deterrent for offending motorists.
Around about a month ago, where a large HGV vehicle was travelling through the village at high speed and had to brake unexpectedly, and as a result lost control and had to mount one of the footpaths as you leave the village. Now, had there been anybody on that footpath at the time, there would have been very serious injuries, or even someone could possibly have been killed. I viewed the incident on one of the local CCTV operations from one of the garages, and I was horrified at the potential consequences of that incident.
What would you like to see in terms of action then from both the Gardaí and Donegal County Council?
Well, in the first instance, the County Council or the roads people have to look at the speed limits approaching both ends of the village. Also, I think the Garda need to be more proactive when it comes to enforcing the law.
Meanwhile, it's been claimed that calls for traffic calming measures in residential areas in Letterkenny are falling on deaf ears. There's concern locally in a number of areas in the town over the high speed of some motorists, with hopes that a ramp system could be implemented to improve the safety of both children and pedestrians. However, Donegal County Council says it has no current plans to introduce a ramp system in the highlighted areas. Councillor Kieran Brogan says ramps have worked well elsewhere in the town and is urging the road section to revisit the issue.
We as elected members have our role of coming forward here to the municipal district meetings to put forward their proposals. Unfortunately, I'm disappointed to say that I don't feel the management in our roads are listening enough to what we're doing. They're basically telling us that everything's okay and everything's fine. It's not fine. I've given many examples of many areas around the town, Leacherard, Lisnennan, and indeed Ranmore, the Thorn Road, to mention a few, but there's many different areas around the town. ramps do work, ramps do slow people down, and I think we need to take a serious look at what we're doing here. And, you know, for very small money, it could make a huge difference. So I'm calling in the road section again to revisit the policy that they seem to have in place and put ramps in place, because that's exactly what the people want.
And you have mentioned a number of areas in the town, as you say, that the ramp system has worked well, and all of a sudden those estates, and a vast number of them you mentioned here today, are okay, that they don't need a ramp system there.
That's right. You know, our role as public representatives is to take the view of the people and to the council chamber. That's exactly what we're doing, not just me, but my other colleagues as well. It has been raised time and time again about the back road, the common road in Letterkenny, the pedestrian, or the lack of the pedestrian facilities in that area. We need to look at that as well. It's a huge area of concern for many people, so we need to get the road section to go out on the ground and to visit firsthand the challenges that some of the pedestrians are having, and we need to make sure that it's safe for pedestrians to go to and from their destination safely.
The prosecution in their trial of two teenage boys accused of murdering 14-year-old Anna Creashill believes that she was lured to her death. 4 days after she went missing last May, Gardaí found her naked body in what was described as a dirty, dark and derelict house. Our court's correspondent Frank Rainey has this report, which some listeners may find distressing.
Both boys deny murdering Anna Creashill last May. One of them is further charged with violently sexually assaulting her. They were both 13 at the time. She was 14. It is the prosecution's case that one of them lured her from her home in Leixlip, County Kildare, knowing what was in store for her. It would be claimed that he handed her over to the other boy and watched as his friend sexually assaulted her. Anna's body was found in a derelict farmhouse 3 kilometres from her home 4 days later. She only had socks on and tape was wrapped around her neck. Prosecuting barrister Brendan Gren said he believed the forensic evidence against the boy, who's also accused of sexually assaulting her, is compelling. He told the jurors they'd also hear from witnesses who will give accounts of seeing him limping with blood on his face and clothes that evening. He said he believed the story he told his parents in Gardaí, that he fought off two men who tried to mug him, was made up. Frank Graney at the Central Criminal Court.
Donegal County Council is being urged to explore the idea of constructing a wheelchair access boardwalk on Rathmullen Beach. In its response, Donegal County Council says that beach wheelchairs are proving very popular in Rathmullen and elsewhere, with plans to introduce the service to other beaches this year. However, Councillor John O'Donnell says while it's a very positive initiative, one wheelchair is inadequate at certain times. He believes that a boardwalk could have far-reaching benefits for the local community.
Welcome the beach wheelchair that come for Rathmullen, but I think that this boardwalk is not only just going to be a very good thing for people with disabilities, but it'll also be a good tourist attraction for people to come and have a boardwalk along the beach in Rathmullen. And I think at peak times, when you have a number of wheelchair users arriving at the beach between let's say 12 o'clock and 4 o'clock, one wheelchair is not adequate, and I think that the boardwalk, which would be fully wheelchair accessible, would be much better for the people of Rathmullen and all the beach users, which would like to carry it from the beach front there when you access it all the way over to the rocks on the left hand side of the beach.
Sport on Highland, brought to you by Michael Murphy Sports and Leisure, with the latest arrival of men's, women's and kids clothing from leading sports labels like Nike, Adidas and Under Armour.
It's 14 minutes past five and time for the latest in sport with Kenny Harkin.
Thanks, Michaela. Good evening. Former Republic of Ireland captain John O'Shea has announced his retirement. Reading's final championship game of the season at home to Birmingham on Sunday will be the end of the Waterford man's 20-year professional career. O'Shea was a Champions League winner in 2008 with Manchester United, a side with whom he also won 5 Premier League titles and an FA Cup. He won 118 Ireland caps and was a member of the squads of the 2012 and 2016 European Championships. Elsewhere, Troy Parrott set to miss the European Under-17 Championships. The attacker suffered a leg injury while playing for Tottenham's Under-23s against Derby last night. Parrott has tweeted to say a scan has shown no broken bones and that he hopes to be back soon. Well, on the pitch tonight, Spurs, they face Ajax in the first leg of their Champions League semi-final. Mauricio Pochettino's side are aiming to reach their first ever final in the competition. Their former manager, Harry Redknapp, has been outlining how he'd tell the team to approach tonight's game.
I think right from the first whistle, first challenge, you know, let's get in amongst them, let's really put them under pressure, get some balls in there, box at every opportunity, let's play on the front foot and press them and close them, don't give them a second, you know, welcome to England, welcome to White Hart Lane, this is what you're going to get tonight for 90 minutes.
Kick-off tonight's at 8 o'clock. And Liverpool striker Roberto Firmino, he's trained with the squad today ahead of tomorrow's Champions League semi-final against Barcelona. He missed Friday's 5-0 Premier League win against Huddersfield through injury. Liverpool are looking to make it through to the final of the competition for the second season running. In the Championship tonight, there's one game down for decision. It's Millwall up against Bristol City. Kick-off 7:45. Bristol City, they need a win to close to within a point of Derby for the chance to get into the playoffs. And Patrick Bamford, he faces missing out on Leeds playoff games. The prospective Republic of Ireland striker has been charged by the FA with successful deception of a match official. Bamford's theatrical reaction to an altercation with Anwar El Ghazi resulted in Aston Villa man being sent off during Sunday's meeting of the sides at Ellen Road. El Ghazi has since had the red card rescinded, but if found guilty, Bamford could face a two-game ban. Both sides have also been charged with failing to control their players in the aftermath of Leeds' controversial opening goal. Back here, closer to home, on the pitch tonight, the first semi-final of the Knockalla Caravans Cup sees Bonagie United at home to Greencastle. Kick-off tonight out in Bonagie is at 7:45. In the Anish Owen League in the Premier Division tonight, there's one game down for decision. Glengad, they play Cairn. Kick-off there tonight is at 7 o'clock. Meanwhile, in schools, soccer has been a mixed day for the Donegal schools with one defeat and one win. And there was a double header down in Monaghan today. The FAI schools' first year B Girls National Cup semi-final. There was victory for Mulroy College of Milford. They defeated St. Joseph's Foxford by 2-1. And in the FAI schools' first year B Boys National Cup semi-final, there was defeat for PCC Falkara. They lost out to St. Joseph's by 2-0. And the result from today's Corn Column Kill first year Gaelic competition, there was a big one for St. Eunan's today. They defeated Knock of Belfast by 6-13. That sees St. Eunan's go through to the semi-final. Top scorers for St. Eunan's today was Dara Enright with 3-1. Oisín McGranara got 1-5 and Owen Doherty 1-3. And the appeal against a ban imposed on Naofe Columbkill for hosting a charity soccer game at their grounds is to take place tonight. The appeal against an 8-week suspension imposed on the club will go before the Donegal GAA Hearings Committee. In rugby, Ulster's Jacob Stockdale will miss Saturday's Pro 14 quarter-final with Connacht. The Irish winger still hasn't recovered from the hamstring injury sustained on the one away to Edinburgh. However, Rory Best is in contention for the game at Kingspan Stadium after making faster-than-expected recovery from an ankle ligament injury. Connacht will be without second-row Quinn Rue for the game. And Philip Doyle says he's very excited to take on the role of Scotland women's head coach. The man who led Ireland to Grand Slam success in 2013 replaces Shade Munro. Doyle's Scotland side will play Ireland next year's Rugby Europe tournament, where a qualifying place will be on the line for next year's World Cup. In snooker, Judd Trump has raced into a 7-1 lead over Stephen Maguire in their World Championship quarter-final. On the other table, it's a bit slower going. Neil Robertson, he leads John Higgins by 3-1. Earlier today, Gary Wilson took a 5-3 lead over Ali Carter, while Dave Gilbert and Kieran Wilson will resume later, tied at 4 frames apiece. Finally for this evening, in horse racing, the Willie Mullins Ruby Walsh tandem has claimed its first winner at the Punchestown Festival, with odds on favourite Classical Dream easily winning the Herald Champion Novice Chase. The Mullins trained pair of Min and Undeso, they'll go head to head in the Boyle Sports Champions Chase. The feature race in the opening day at the Kildare course gets underway very shortly at 5:30. The opening race of the festival, the Father Sean Breen Memorial Chase, was won by the Enda Bulger trained Blue Templar at a price of 11-2. That's all your sport for this evening. The next sport here in Highland will be after the 8 o'clock news tomorrow morning. For the moment, it's back to Michaela.
Thanks, Kenny. And returning to some news, the Taoiseach says there's no evidence dead bodies were left rotting in hallways in Waterford Hospital. Four consultants claim they face the situation because the mortuary is often full and needs upgrading. The HSE and the hospital disputes the allegations. Fianna Fáil and Sinn Féin TDs in Waterford have called for management of the hospital to appear before an Oireachtas committee. But the Taoiseach has denied there's any proof to back up the claims of the consultants.
In relation to the claims and counterclaims, I suppose I don't know for sure what the truth is. We have a letter from a number of consultants last October alleging that there were dead bodies on trolleys decomposing. However, no evidence has been brought forward to support that.
Peter Casey has called for action to tackle abandoned houses across Donegal. The European parliamentary candidate says initiatives need to be developed by central government and the council to take over the almost 12,000 vacant properties in the county. He says what we have in Donegal and throughout rural Ireland is a crisis that needs to be addressed as a matter of urgency. Mr Casey says the takeover of such properties could make huge strides in tackling homelessness and the ever-growing social housing waiting lists.
You've got people trying to get onto the housing ladder, and you think, you know, who owns these houses? Obviously, some of them are beyond repair completely. You know, there's no way they could be saved. But there's an awful lot of houses out there that are just, that obviously are repairable. And in many cases, not many, but there'll be instances where people went to Australia or went to America, and, you know, there'd be some instances where people don't even know that they actually own the house, you know. Which, so it needs to be identified who owns the house, and it could be that there's an opportunity for they may want to perhaps offer to sell it. There is just so many of these houses around. It's fascinating when you start looking out for them.
And with homelessness on the rise and ever-growing social housing waiting list, this it could make a huge dent in that.
It could, you know, in the Midlands Northwest constituency, there's almost just under 75,000 houses. You know, now that's an awful lot of houses. Now, obviously, a lot of them, as I mentioned earlier, will be beyond repair, but there will be a lot of them that could be repaired relatively inexpensively, and that would provide employment locally for tradesmen as well. So it could be a win-win if handled correctly.
Police in the north say the threat of more attacks on ATM machines is very real. PSNI officers are to patrol areas vulnerable to an attack tonight after two cash machines were stolen in Antrim last night. A 26-year-old and a 31-year-old man remain in custody after the robbery. Detective Superintendent Rachel Shields says ATM thefts continue to be a key priority for them.
Every single one of these attacks impacts the community significantly, denying access to money and on many occasions causing inconvenience as the shop or filling station is forced to close for repair. We will continue to do all we can to catch those responsible. Tonight again, we will have local police patrolling areas which could be vulnerable to an attack.
Another minor earthquake has been recorded in Donegal overnight. At approximately 20 past 9, a 2.1 earthquake struck in the south of the county. The earthquake was detected automatically by the Irish National Seismic Network, which is operated by the Dublin Institute for Advanced Studies in cooperation with the Geological Survey Ireland. The event was felt by members of the public in the area, and they are being urged to get in contact with INSN with information. And finally, public consultation workshops are to be held next week on the Mallet Head Visitor Management Plan. Donegal County Council has confirmed that architects have been appointed to prepare the design and produce a final plan for the visitor management of the area. It's envisaged the plan will build on the unique heritage and culture of the area, whilst leveraging its position as the most northerly signature discovery point on the Wild Atlantic Way. Councillor Martin McDermott is urging residents and businesses in the area to have their say.
This first phase of this is very, very important, and I would stress that everyone that has any interest in tourism, anyone that has any interest in what they want to see as part of phase three of Mallet Head, would make an effort to come out and voice their opinions and let the consultants know what their feelings are.
For weather now, outbreaks of rain will continue this evening. Winds will be light and variable, and lowest temperatures tonight of 2 to 4 degrees and light variable breezes. And just to have a look at the closing headlines, Annie Lafferty hopes her decision to waive her right to anonymity will help others speak out. The 25-year-old, who was repeatedly raped by her father, says following yesterday's sentencing, she feels a weight has been lifted. A man has appeared in Bonkrana District Court today following a high-speed chase in Rathmullen yesterday evening, which resulted in a vehicle colliding with a Garda car. The male has been charged with 18 offences under the Road Traffic Act. Meanwhile, a man has sustained serious injuries during a hammer attack in Letterkenny earlier this month. The victim was left with injuries to his nose and mouth following the incident on April 14th in the Pierce Road area of the town. And it's been claimed that calls for traffic calming measures in residential areas in Letterkenny are falling on deaf ears. There's concern locally in a number of areas in the town over the high speed, some motorists with hopes that a ramp system could be implemented to improve the safety of both children and pedestrians. And that's all from Highland Radio News for now. You can listen back to a podcast of our main evening news on our website highlandradio.com. We'll be back with an update again at 6 o'clock. Until then, good evening. The obituary notice is for this Tuesday evening, April the 30th. The death has occurred of Annie Green Lochinure. Her remains are reposing at her late residence. Funeral mass on Thursday morning at 11 o'clock in St. Cronus Church, Dunloe, with interment afterwards in the adjoining cemetery. Rosary both nights at 9 o'clock. Family time plays from 11 p.m. until 11 a.m. and on the morning of the funeral. Family flowers only. Donations in lieu of desire to Barrettstown Camp, care of any family member or Sean McGlynn, funeral director. The death has taken place of Anna Hassan, No. 2 Mulder Cottages, Clody, County Derry. Her remains are reposing at her late residence. Funeral from there tomorrow morning, going to St. Peter's and St. Paul's Church, Ballymoney, for Glen, for 11 o'clock Requiem Mass, with burial afterwards in the adjoining cemetery. The death has occurred of Annie Clark, née Gallagher, Coolity, Lifford. Her remains are reposing at her late residence. Funeral from there tomorrow morning at 20 past 10, going to St. Patrick's Church, Murlock, for 11 o'clock Requiem Mass, with burial afterwards in the adjoining cemetery. Family flowers only, please. And the death has occurred of Bernard McLaughlin, Killyclahor, Oma, and formerly Drumcarn, County Donegal. Bernard's remains are reposing at his granddaughter's residence, Zoe Henderson, 65 Ben Aveen, Letterkenny. Funeral from there tomorrow morning, going to St. Columbus Church, Drumahl, for Requiem Mass at 11 o'clock, with interment afterwards in the family plot in the adjoining cemetery.